white seat means everything prominent.
We now and to those only saw the Lord, Esa, the Bhagavan, the patronage of God, the rich, does bestow his mercy, Ananta, the unlimited. Anyone who is specifically favored by the Supreme Lord, the personage of God, due to unalived surrender unto the service of the Lord, can overcome the insurmountable ocean of illusion and can understand the Lord also. But those who are attached to the body, which is meant to be eaten up by the enemy, by dogs and jackals, cannot be. Nanisang mamaham iti ji sastrigala bhakse. Sastrigala bhakse, this body, dead body is so narrow. It will be eaten by the dogs and the jackals. So anyone who is identifying with this body, he cannot understand that is God. That is not possible. It's still there. Nanisang. Nishang saiva bhagavān dair ananta sarvātmanāsita padho jadi nidbalikam. Nidbalikam without pretension. One has taken center of the lotus feet of the Lord. Saiva bhagavān dair ananta, and to him the Lord bestows his spotless mercy. And such person, they dusaramati taranti cha bhima maya, they can cross over the ocean of nisaya. But it is not possible for the person who has accepted this body as self, mamaham iti ji svastigala bhakte. The unalived devotees of the Lord know the glories of the Lord in the sense that they can understand how great the Lord is and how great is his expansion of diverseness. Those who are attached to the perishable body can hardly enter into the realm of science of God. The whole materialistic world, based on the conception of the material body as the self, is ignorant of the science of God. The materialist is always busy working for the welfare of the material body, not only of his own, but also that of his children, kinsmen, countrymen, community men, etc. There are many branches of philanthropic and altruistic activities from a political, national, international angle of vision. But none of the field work can go beyond the jurisdiction or the misconception of identifying the material body with the spirit soul. Unless, therefore, one is saved from the wrong conception of the body and the soul, there is no knowledge of Godhead, and unless there is knowledge of God, all advancement of material civilization, however dazzling, should be considered to be a failure. So scholarly people, when they read original verses, its broad meaning and purpose, they will appreciate. Mahavishwa in Hawaii to stop all our work, small and big.
As many as we can get. We don't get so many of these. We don't receive very many of these. Bhagavad Gita, surely.
This main temple, how many rooms are there in Hawaii?
Upper level there's four. In the top level there are four rooms and two baths. Then on the main level there's a deity room, temple room, the kitchen, one bath, and the sculpture room. The deities are made. Then on the down level there's a prasadam room and two storerooms.
Is that it? Yeah. And how many are living there?
About 20, 25. But we sleep outside.
Why?
Because it's very pleasant. The boys, not this one.
All boys sleep outside, all over the lawn.
We have up on the hill. We have a little house in the front.
That place is occupied by you?
Yes, we have some hill.
Very pleasant.
Yes, it's more rest outside. You wake up in the morning strong, it's good. Where inside, you don't feel so much.
Oh, maybe girls sleep inside. The brown, Grishna and all the brahmacharis, they sleep all over the front yard, and they have these little huts built, little, what do you call it, bhajan? Little things all over the hill, and they sleep up there.
And we have bees.
Oh, bees. Fresh honey.
We gathered eight gallons of honey. That 1 gallon means 12 pounds of honey. This jar. We got eight such jars. But then you have to wait maybe 6 months again.
I heard it's so deep. We'll send you some. We'll send you some fresh honey. Or if you come there.
Oh, it's very nice honey.
It's delicious honey.
It's very pure honey. Yeah. Honey can be kept anything, any long time. If you keep it in a nice place.
For the ants.
Huh?
For the ants.
Ants?
The ants. A jar so that the ants can't get into it.
No, the ants find the honey and they crawl all over trying to get in.
And they'll drown themselves in the honey just to drink it. They kill themselves just to drink the honey. Mm-hmm. The ants will kill themselves just to drink the honey. Just for the taste of honey, they drown in it and they die.
One is dying not only of all life of something.
One jeweler friend, you know, I wrote and told you that we had many donations of different kinds of jewelry for Lord Gaudiya.
Yeah.
And, well, like I wrote, you had coral and jade, and we got
some... Real jade?
Real coral, real jade, opals. We got a whole bunch of opals the other day. And the most wonderful thing, we're going to get gold crowns for them. Real gold crowns we're going to have.
But be
careful,
somebody may come. It's dangerous also.
But it'll be so beautiful.
That's all right, but you must keep, you must have some safe and lock and key at night to open it and see it. Because there are thieves. As soon as they know, this is real gold, real
kids. It won't be solid, it'll be plated.
Huh?
It'll be plated, gold plated.
Make crown like this.
Okay. Let's go deep.
Last one.
No, downstairs in the temple.
Oh, yeah.
Silver.
And we have two nice diamonds. Do they wear a nose pin? Nose pin, yes. I can put a nice diamond. Should it be a ring or should it be a pin?
No, pin.
Just a diamond pin. We have two jewelers who are working. They'll make things for us like that, settings. And, one of them has already made solid gold flute for Krishna. It's this long. By Radha Krishna Devi, they're not installed, but it's a solid gold, $35 gold bar with a little hose drilled in it for the flute. And then it has a little decoration at the end, and we're going to hang a little teardrop jewel. So Krishna is sending all sorts.
You have got two singers?
Not yet.
No. So we have one very nice one, marble.
Marble.
Like the ones here.
We taking care now. Did you ask them?
Balabhadra and three dots.
Balabhadra is very nice. Right? You picked that.
You picked that. We have one other boy, Lou, and the one who's helping with the sculpture, the Gornitai sculpture.
Mm.
He's helped so much. Krishna's sitting, just so amazing, so miraculous.
Balabhadra is married?
No.
In Brahmacharya?
Yeah. He's thinking of getting married, if he would approve that marriage.
I'm not this man. But if he has passed so long without marriage,
Mm-hmm.